I'm pleased to be speaking today with Kim Vogel Sawyer about her upcoming novel, What Once Was Lost. Kim, as you are new to the Waterbrook family, can you tell me a bit about your writing history and when did you get started?
Well, I actually self-published my first novel in 2002, and the reader feedback gave me the courage to pursue traditional publishing. So I began attending writing conferences and made the connections that I needed, started signing contracts in mid-2005, and since June of 2006, I've celebrated the release of 14 novels from Bethany House, 6 from Barber, 3 with Hendrickson, and a 4-book young adult series with Zondervan. I really have had the privilege of working with some wonderful editors and publishing houses. I'm just so grateful for the doors that God has opened for me.
A number of your novels take place on the Kansas Prairie. Tell me about your connection to Kansas.
I am a Kansas girl through and through. My dad's family came to Kansas from Russia in the 1870s. They've never left. I've lived in Kansas all but 1 year of my life, and so I just find it great fun sharing my home state with readers.
In What Once Was Lost, your heroine Christina's whole life has been based on serving others. How does this affect her when change comes to her role?
Well, you know, what happens to any of us when our purpose drifts away? We feel as though we're just kind of stuck in a boat without any oars, and that's a pretty helpless, useless feeling. I really could relate to Christina because for years I had a job I loved, teaching, and my health forced me to give it up. And I just really mourned that loss until I realized that God was using my failed health as the impetus to push me in the direction He wanted me to go. So Christina is going to have to learn that sometimes God uses painful experiences to bring about what will be best for us.
Now, you share that your writing brand is gentle stories of hope. What do you hear from readers about how they connect with that message in your books?
Well, you know, our true hope comes from one source, and that is our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. So when readers tell me something in the story has helped them deepen their relationship with God or help them view God's involvement in their life in a new way, I am one very happy writer.
Kim Vogel Sawyer has been my guest today, and we've been speaking about her upcoming novel with Waterbrook Multnomah, What Once Was Lost. Thanks again, Kim.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.